Please do be seated as we come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God for the light has come, a light shining in a manger, a light which shines in every place, the light of eternal love. Let us give thanks to God for the truth has come, truth that challenges the proud, truth that lifts up the lowly, truth that brings justice and hope. Let us give thanks to God for the life has come, the life of God in a newborn child, life vulnerable and precious, life which conquers death's power, the new life of the kingdom of God, life in all its fullness. Let us give thanks to God for the wonderful advisor has come. Not an earthly ruler, like a king or a queen or a president. This is Jesus, who brings peace, who brings healing, who shares our weakness. A one whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, whose coming sets us free, let your light shine in us, your truth change us, your life renew us, that we may worship you as the holy child of Christmas, God's only Son. Amen. Our next Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Please do be seated. We're going to share the Christmas story between us, but I'm going to need all of your help for this, because this one is an interactive. So when you hear the word Mary, can we all say blessed? When we get to Joseph, we all shout, new dad. When it comes to baby, you put your lip, finger to your lips and go, shh. Journey, you have to stamp your feet. Got it? Surprise. Wow! Go on, you're going to have to keep up with that later. An angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And shepherds. Bah. I'm glad the youngsters got that better than the adults. Right. I'll leave that on there as a reminder. We begin the story with a young woman who was called Mary. Blessed. She was expecting a baby. And she was engaged to a carpenter who was called Joseph. New dad. Now the Christmas story is one of journeys. And Mary, blessed, and Joseph, new dad, had to go on a long journey from their home in Nazareth. I'm glad you're paying attention. I hadn't got that one on my notes. From their home in Nazareth to a town called Bethlehem so that they would be counted in the census. When they got to Bethlehem after their long journey, they had to find somewhere to stay. They knocked on lots of doors, but everywhere was full. Then they eventually found a welcome that they had to share with the farm animals. So Joseph, new dad, guess that Mary's baby might be born that night. And he saw that there was a manger in the room, which would make a good bed for a newborn baby. They settled down for the night. They were both very tired, and in the middle of the night, Mary, baby, was born. Hang on. Couldn't resist that. They called him Jesus and wrapped him up in special clothes and put him in a manger. Meanwhile, outside the town, there were some shepherds on the night watch who were in for one huge surprise. Wow! Thank you. God had asked the chief angel, Gabriel, to deliver several important messages recently, and now came the birth announcement. But Gabriel wasn't alone. In the skies outside Bethlehem, there were some more angels, hallelujah, who were having a choir rehearsal, and God asked them to join. The angels, hallelujah, told the shepherds, all about this new baby who is to be saviour of the world. Oh, you're faster than me, aren't you? This amazing news really was one huge surprise. Wow! So now the shepherds had to go on a journey from the hills down to Bethlehem, and off they went, where they found Mary, blessed, and Joseph, new dad, and the baby, Jesus. Then the shepherds went back to the hills to look after the sheep, praising God for being the first people to meet Mary, blessed, Joseph, new dad, and the baby, Jesus. The end. Now, apart from the story of Jesus being born, the other really exciting bit about Christmas is getting presents. Has anybody got a present yet that they bought to show us? Okay, well, we'll start at that end and work that way. Oh, new socks. Oh, excellent. Oh, cool. They look like spaceships. Have I got that right? All right, okay. And that is a brilliant looking vehicle. And what are those ones? Amazing spaceship's just been shooting stuff at me. Oh, I love that. That is a Land Rover special. Is it a key ring or just a thing that hangs off your belt? Excellent. Absolutely. What a good idea. Oh, that's what you have to show everybody else. One, I love the colours, but I've forgotten what it is. It's one of those things where you pop in and out. Yeah, one of them. Thank you. What else have we got? Whoops, sorry. Hey, is that a light?
Yeah, it's a special LED light.
It's an LED light, and does it clip on a book or something? That is just the sort of thing you need for Christmas. Hey, look, he's brought the light for Christmas. I'm impressed. Yes, you can see in the dark. What a brilliant thing. Right, what else we got? Oh, nice. So what's in it? Oh, lots of smiley faces. Oh, some are grumpy faces. Thank you for reminding me about that. And last but not... It's a Pez dispenser. I used to collect these when I was very much smaller. And is it a special princess on the front? Okay. Possibly a Disney princess? Oh, Rapunzel. Thank you very much. You're better informed than I am. That is brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Anybody else got any bring and show presents? No, that's enough to keep us excited for one day. That is brilliant. Okay, for our next carol, the Parker Band get a little bit of a rest as we sing together, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please do be seated. I just love all the decorations that are put up at this time of year, especially all of the lights that brighten up the long nights. The The ones in the city, especially the light tunnel, are great. And there's several houses with remarkable displays too, including a special couple of absolutely brilliant ones just over the road on Tuxwood. And some of the signs light up as well, as you can see. And that got me thinking about the signs that we see at Christmas time. So I went walk about with my camera for this reflection on Christmas. That's the first one. It isn't a sign, but maybe it's a sign of the times of the very first Christmas. I think that these toy soldiers come from the Nutcracker Ballet. Have I got that right? Oh, that's a relief. It's very popular this time of year, but personally, this one that I found by the Christmas tree in the forum looked rather scary. What do you think? Yeah, it does look a bit frightening, doesn't it? It reminded me that when Jesus was born, the whole of what we know now as the Holy Land was under Roman military occupation. And there were plenty of scary soldiers in red about the place. It was neither safe nor peaceful. Talking of the Roman Empire, we're told in the Bible text that the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, ordered that a census be taken so that everyone was counted for tax purposes. You see, nothing much changes, does it? And this sign seems so appropriate. But actually, it's a sign of our times, reminding the people going into the film and TV shop in the city to wear a face mask. So they are. You've had a double reminder this morning. Anyway, by order of the empire, the Roman one, Joseph and Mary had to travel to Bethlehem. It was the birthplace of the great King David. And Joseph was a distant relative, so you see, Jesus had royal lineage. But Jesus was destined to be an even greater king than the King David, as was foretold. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and of his kingdom. And that was from the Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Well, we simply don't know if Joseph had sent a message ahead to arrange somewhere to stay. But part of the lineage of David, I think that he would have been expecting a warm, cozy welcome in a pub or an inn, just like this rather inviting-looking one that was in the city centre. But the traditional story goes that all of the accommodation was full. All of the welcome signs were accompanied by closed, or something similar. I mean, we probably all of us in our imagination imagine Bethlehem to be a scene like all of the cities or towns that we're used to. Places with hotels and B&B and inns and that kind of thing. But rather like a joke, a vicar colleague told me, well, when they got to Bethlehem, there would have been plenty of room for Mary and Joseph if they hadn't have turned up at Christmas. So, actually, our next sign, there's a certain pathos in that. Because actually, that one that says sold out was on Santa's crib in a department store in Santa's grotto in a department store in the city. Isn't it odd that that sold out while the characters in the original Christmas story struggled to find anywhere to stay because there wasn't any room for them in the inn? Well, we have our next prop. There are. Whoops, sorry about that. I brought it with me. It's a traditional part of the Christmas story that Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem to find the place packed out with people. And as the Bible tells us, there was no room for them in the inn. Now, last month I was away on retreat and I had a huge surprise, because after 14 years as a minister and telling people about Mary and Joseph having to settle down in a stable for the birth of Jesus, I actually discovered I'd got the whole thing wrong. I've been reading a book about the Middle Eastern setting of Jesus and discovered, firstly, that there weren't such things as inns as we know them set up in any of the towns of the time, so there wasn't an inn to be found. Now that's going to leave us with a problem, isn't there? If there was no inn or hotel in the town, where does that leave the Bible passage that says there was no room at the inn? Well, the answer to that one I found in several different places, and it has to do with the English translation that's the word inn. It's a mistranslation of the original text of the Bible, for the original Greek describes a guest room in a house, not an inn. And it was the guest room at the back of the house that was full. So in all probability, Mary and Joseph were welcomed into the one large room that a family lived in. What's more, at night, all of the family's animals were brought in from the courtyard to settle down at one end of the room for safety. And in all likelihood, it added a bit of warmth to the room as well. And this is where the manger comes in. For I'm told that every house would have had one. And according to one of Danny's archaeology lectures, mangers were a common piece of household furniture. And it probably would have had many different functions, including the place where you would put the baby. So in fact, the Christmas story is far more like a warm welcome to share with a family. And the birth of Jesus would have been in a family home, just like many other working class births of the day. Apparently, it's also fairly unlikely that Joseph would have been there for the birth of his son, because apparently the men all got thrown out as the women gathered around to help Mary. I'm sure he turned up a bit later, though. Well, here we have a fairly popular one. Has anybody here got a Santa Stop Here sign outside their house? A few, some. Okay. I mean, well, why not? Because who doesn't like giving and receiving presents? But it's quite a challenge in the light of this new learning for us to maybe have a Jesus Stop Here sign and actually put out the welcome mat to be ready to welcome Jesus into our homes, for Mary and Joseph to be our house guests. I mean, clearly it won't be the case literally, but the challenge is to remember that it is the presence of Jesus that is most important at Christmas, and even presents have to come second. And our last sign, well, need I say more? Believing that Jesus is God's Son is the very heart of Christmas. Amen. We come to our prayers of concern, and there's six sections to the prayers, and gathered around the congregation for several different families are six different candles. So actually kind of, if you've got a candle, just have a look to see who else has got one. And we'll start on this side of the room with the Parker clan. And we can work our way round. So if you can bring our first candle forward, please. And if you just put it by the manger for us. Thank you. Let us pray. Jesus, born on Christmas Day, you are the light of the world. Shine where the world needs light. Places where there are wars and where people hurt each other. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And the next one round. Jesus, born on Christmas Day, you are the light of the world. Help our leaders to know how to run this country and this city so that everyone's needs are met, especially those who are suffering. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And next round, please. Thank you. Jesus, born on Christmas Day, you are the light of the world. Shine to brighten the places where people are ill or sad. And please bring help and healing. And we especially remember Joe Meldrum this day. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, born on Christmas Day, you are light in the world. Help us to be prepared to show people your light by loving them. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you are light in the world. Help us to be prepared to put the needs of others before our own needs. For your sake, O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you are light in the world. Help us to be prepared to look out for you and to listen out for you so we can follow you in everything you do. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Before our final carol, just to remind us that there is a retiring collection for the St Martin's Housing Association that helps people who live on the street and have nowhere to live this season of Christmas. And so our final carol, Joy to the World. And may Jesus, born at Christmas, pour out his blessings on each one of us this day and those we love. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this Christmas time. Amen.